What is an appropriate bedtime for a kid in kindergarten? For this family, it's 10:30 p.m. at the earliest. We go to a place where the hours may seem to run much different than our norm. It's today's edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Heather Villamano's father came to the U.S. from Italy when he was 7 years old. They maintained roots in Italy, and Heather had an interest in Europe, the arts, and languages. So just out of college, she was hired by Colette Travel and led tours in her family's old homeland. It became more than just a place to travel, though, as she married an Italian and made a home here. She and her husband have their own home, yet a shared home. It's a tradition here.
So it looks like one building, and it has four separate private homes that share the balconies, that share a laundry room and things like this. Sometimes you are alone, but it's a rarity.
Altogether, there are 16 family members living in the same house, so to speak. Most household duties are split among the members of the family.
You have the person who's responsible for laundry, which thank goodness is not myself, because in our homes here, we do not have dryers. You do the traditional clothing lines, and everyone works together.
The time of day things take place in Italy is also a change from the U.S.
So my son is 5 years old. I don't think there's been one night in his life he's gone to bed before 10 o'clock, but that's the norm here.
But most schools don't begin until 9 or after here. Siesta is still an important tradition in many communities as well.
So that the family unit was coming together, whether it be from work or from school, and they would share in the largest meal of the day, and then return to work and return to school. So the timeline could be a 9:30 start to school, home from 1 to 3, and back to school till 6 o'clock in the evening.
Heather brings a lot of experience to her tours with firsthand knowledge of life in Italy. We'll go on tour with her next time as we travel the countryside. In Milan, Italy, I'm Andrew McCray.